Blog Talk Radio.
It's about damn time.
It's Thursday night and time for the Hot Corner.
There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
Your home for all things MLB.
Stock one out of the park for me!
The Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the White Sox.
I love baseball.
The balance has you covered with a Hot Corner.
Watch where you're walking, guys. I don't want you to step in the crap I just knocked out of that ball, huh?
News, rumors, and fantasy, it's all on the Hot Corner.
Baseball, it's the best.
And here is your host, Tom Marquis.
See you later.
Beautiful pitch by Kershaw. And what a catch by Carlos Beltran. High fly ball into deep out of field. I don't care either. High fly ball. Deep left field. Back it goes. And that ball is gone. Down at the wall. Leaps up. And he makes the catch. There's the Gunker going back.
There goes the runner.
The ball's going off again. Here's Williams' throw. Right there. He did he get around the tag? He did. And Hamilton beat it. Throw by Vancouver. They got him. Hit into right. Back at the wall. Home game. Draw came out.
Here's one of the left center field. Back toward the track. And that ball is gone.
And the Rays are in the postseason.
Celebration time.
The Dodgers are the National League West champions.
St. Louis Cardinals with their third straight division series.
It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
You could just shut your big yapper.
All right, my minions. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Welcome to the Hot Corner. And I tell you what a great week it is. Well, you know, this time last year, we were talking about the Boston Red Sox and the Boston bombings and the Boston Marathon and all that was going on. Wow. Wow, how time flies, and certainly a somber moment in our nation's history, but also in the sport of history. And wow, Boston really stepped up to it, up to the plate. No pun intended. Well, my name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. This is what we do every Thursday night. We round the bases with the Hot Corner. And what we do is we talk baseball for an hour. And you all know me as the host of The Balance every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11. And what we do there on The Balance is we talk everything sports. So make sure you follow us on at T-Balance, at Hot 2 Corner, and our, of course, our Indy Connection at Pro Indy, and all you Rays fans at IndianMay.com. So really, we have a full spectrum. And we take 1 hour a week. And we talk baseball with you from all over. And certainly, welcome to all of our listeners on Indiana Talks that's listening to us on our tape delay broadcast from 10 to 11 tonight before they go to bed or whatever. And also, you know, I tell you what, we cover all over the state of Indiana. We cover games for you as well. Joining me now is my partner in crime, Mr. T.W. Josh. How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing good. First of all, hello from Parkview Field in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Tom.
Home of the Tin Caps, my buddy. $2 Bill Josh is covering the Tin Cap Peoria game up there in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And you know, we got you covered. From the Indians And now speaking of the Indians, I tell you what, the Louisville Bats is getting off to a good start, or good for the Bats if you happen to be a Reds fan or a Louisville Bats fan. All right, $2 Bill. Josh, we've got a lot to cover in the next hour. So I know I only got you for a few minutes because you're up there playing around with the tin cap. Johnny Appleseed, talk to me a little bit about this tin cap game. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps, double A affiliate for the San Diego Padres. Talk with me about the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, what we can see tonight against Peoria. Obviously, brand new stadium that they've had opened up there for a couple years, but a great new stadium that they've got up there in Fort Wayne.
Well, it's below Class A. It's the Midwest League. Fort Wayne Tin Caps have a record of 4-8. They have a Class A affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Tonight they're hosting the Peoria Chiefs, the Class A farm team of the St. Louis Cardinals, Tom's favorite team. Most of these kids, because it is Class A, are 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old. I think the oldest guy on either team is 24 years old, which makes you feel old now that I'm 30. But coming into the game, the Tin Caps are 4-8 on the year. They're fifth in their division. The Chiefs are 8-4. They're second in their division. They have a guy they're really high on pitching tonight, Jimmy Reed. He's 0-1 on the year with 3.57 ERA. And the guy pitching for the Tin Caps tonight is 0-2 with a 13.56 ERA. Tom, how do you have an ERA of 13.56?
It's easy. You can't have an ERA of 13.56?
Not if you hope to make it out of Class A.
Well, you know what? That's the reason why they're down there. Let's talk a little bit about these Indianapolis Indians. Obviously, had a game postponed this week. We want to call it the snowball game, if you will. Many times we talk about rain delays and we talk about rain cancellations, but how many times do we actually get to talk, Josh, about a game being postponed by the snow in April?
This winter just will not quit, Tom, and will not go away. But speaking of minor league baseball, Indianapolis Indians fans, get out to Victory Field. It's Gregory Polanco. While you still can, because I would bet money he's starting in right field for the Pirates by May Day.
Well, I tell you what, I've been watching the Pirates this year, and they've got a good thing going this year. We're going to see them again later in October, and I think that the Pirates have a very solid shot, especially in the National League Central. But we're going to get into that here in just a little bit about the Reds and the Cardinals, but certainly, who would have thought that we would have saw the Milwaukee Brewers taking the number one spot in the National League Central? So we'll get into that. You know, here's a little fun fact for you, Tin Cap fans, or Indiana Talk fans, that are located up there in Fort Wayne, Indiana, up in the Fort. Yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, or anyway, it was this week, is the 42nd anniversary of when the Tin Caps pitching coach, Bert Hooten, threw a no-hitter for the Chicago Cubs at the age of 22. Did you know that?
That's an interesting fact. But
it was just his fourth start in the. I'm sorry. It was just his fourth start in the bigs up there, and to give you another little fun fact, Hooten never even pitched in the minors. So
that's very interesting. Hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to him after the game. I got a chance to tour the stadium, see the field before the game. They've treated us really nice while we've been up here. So hopefully I'll get a chance to meet some of the players and coaches after the game.
Certainly, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps have a beautiful stadium up there, and certainly one that, especially for a minor league ballpark, certainly the Victory Field is the best ballpark in America to catch a game. We were out there last week, myself, Kevin Chapman, we were out there on opening night, and so great night. We did the show from out there. You know, we met up with a guy who actually had written, you know how we like to mingle with fans, had written a book called Diamond Days. And he came on with us, Jeff Klein, talking about life in the minor league baseball, and talked about his writing of that book and so forth. So there you have it, sir. There you have it, man. It's the Hot Corner. My name is Marcos El Presidente. You guys want to talk some baseball, 917-889-8516. $2 Bill Josh hanging up at the Fort. Tin Cap Stadium, where the Tin Caps take on Peoria. And right now, as we speak, back home here in Indianapolis, the Indianapolis Indians taking on the Louisville Bats, AAA affiliate for the Cincinnati Reds. What is going on with the Reds this year, Josh?
Well, they got rid of Dusty Baker, so I think it's kind of karma. But speaking of the National League Central, Tom, I think we need to send some people up to Milwaukee and give everybody in that organization the steroid test. There is no way they're the best team in the National League Central. And they do have Ryan Braun, who's already admitted he lies about using steroids. So maybe he's doing it again, thinking baseball won't drug test him right after a suspension. I don't know, but something freaky is going on in Milwaukee.
Well, they're winning ball games. Why is it every time somebody wins ball games, they're on steroids?
Well, I mean, like, if the Cardinals win, that's not freaky. But come on, Tom, the Brewers have the best record in the division, one of the best records in baseball. You're telling me you think they're really that good?
Man, I'm telling you, it's early. I'm telling you, it's very, very early. And here's the thing. When you look at how the Cardinals played against the Milwaukee Brewers just this past week, just a couple days ago, really, I'm not that surprised. And you look at how the Cincinnati Reds are playing right now, not that surprised at all that Milwaukee Brewers are sitting at number one. And so, I mean, yeah, Cincinnati is they're five games back. They're only a game and a half ahead of the Cubs, dude.
Here's a question for you, Tom. With as bad as the Reds are this year, if you put the Reds and the Bats on a diamond, who do you think is going to win?
Do what now?
If you put the Reds and the Bats in the game, with as bad as Cincinnati's looked this year, who do you think wins that game?
The Bats. In fact, the Bats, I think, in their little scrimmage game, didn't the Bats beat the Reds in their little fun game?
I think they actually did.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'll have to double-check my facts on that. My fact-checker. I need to go with fact-checker. You know, so $2 Bill Josh, we want to get into some conversation here, Ian. And certainly give us a call, 917-889-8516. You want to talk? You want to talk some minor league? You want to talk about the Indians? You want to talk about the International League? You want to talk about the Fort Wayne Tin Caps? You want to talk anything baseball related? We're all ears. We're all mouth most of the time, but tonight we're certainly all ears. We'll love to talk with you, you know, and give us a little plug going on with the balance coming up here on this Saturday. Got Mr. John Force, legend, wait for it, Dairy driver in NHRA championship, going to be on the balance right here on the Balance Radio Network Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. from out at Texas. And I tell you what, we're getting geared up for May also. So getting geared up for the track reports all across the United States here on the track Balance Radio Network. We're going to be doing track reports. So we got you set up. We got you set up. Make sure that you guys are following us on @TBalance, @2HotCorner, @ProIndy, and @IndianMay.com. And, you know, anywhere else you want to put an @ symbol at, we're probably there, Josh. We're probably there. $2 Bill Josh. Myself, $2 Bill Josh, join us. Perhaps maybe Kevin Chapman, that redneck from Philly, is going to be joining us a little bit later on. I don't know. He said something about he might get a chance to call in after he gets all the wood put in. So I asked him. I said, is that what they're calling it these days? So I don't know if we're gonna hear from that redneck from Philly, Mr. Kevin Chapman, or not. Certainly, he's our photographer for the Hot Corner and in the balance as well, getting some good photographs that we're gonna get up on some good JPEGs. We're gonna get up on the website. That's for all right, Josh. Real quickly, break down tonight's game, Fort Wayne Tin Caps against Peoria. Break it down by the numbers.
Well, by the numbers, the Tin Caps are 4-8. The Sky Chiefs are 8-4. It's the start of an 8-game homestand for the Tin Caps, so we have plenty of time to make it up here to Parkview Field. And sunny, warm, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Most important number of the night, if you're coming to the game, it's $1 beer night, $2 mixed drink night up here at Parkview Field.
I'm headed
so
there.
Come on out.
I'm headed to Fort Wayne right after the show.
I believe every Thursday night home game this season's dollar beer night up at Parkview Field. The Tin Caps have their nice, well, I'm not quite sure how to describe their uniforms. They're kind of Padre-lookish, kind of not so Padre-lookish. Whereas the Sky Chiefs look a lot like the St. Louis Cardinal uniform. It's two young, hot prospects on the mound tonight. Should be a great game. And right after this game, I think I'm going to go partake. Right after the show, I'm going to go partake in dollar beer night.
Partake. Are you driving back from Fort Wayne?
Nope, that would be my uncle.
Okay. Well, we'll let you then partake in as many $1 bills that $2 bill can partake in. $2 bill, Josh! The Fort Wayne Tin Caps against Peoria up there in the beautiful Fort Wayne, Indiana, Parkview Field. Certainly a beautiful, beautiful ballpark. And again, it's only second to Victory Field here in Indianapolis. You know, who says that Indiana just has corn and basketball, right? Hey, we talk about both. We talk about corn as much as we do basketball. You ready for Easter, Josh?
I am ready for Easter, but what I'm even more ready for is, Tom, you realize 3 weeks from this Saturday, me, you, and our social media expert, Michelle, are going to be out at the first ever Indianapolis Grand Prix.
It's going to be cool, man. First ever Indianapolis Grand Prix. And we got you covered. We're fully credentialed, got all access. We're going to be there covering it and doing the track reports for the entire Balance Network and Balance Radio Network. So it's going to be cool. You know, I've been sitting here saying that the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and I should know this, Fort Wayne Tin Caps were the AA affiliates for the San Diego Padres. They're the single-A affiliate. So my fault. My bad, bro. Hey, it's still baseball,
it's
right?
Sorry, I'm going to jump off here, and I will join you guys bright and early this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for the Balance.
You be here, sir. All right, $2 bill, Josh, out of Parkview Field in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps covering that game for us. We'd love to check in with our guides in the field, if you will. And $1 bill, man. Hey, I'm the host. I'm the boss. How come I... didn't rearrange these assignments so that Thursday night baseball up there in Fort Wayne could have been handled by me. I'm just saying, you know, there's certain games. Dollar beer now. That's all I'm saying, right? 917-889-8516 is my digits. Hey, did you hear about that girl? I tell you what, she's never. Once it goes viral. You can never pull it off the internet once a video goes viral. Did you guys check this out?
Menez. And rips a fair ball right over the bag. Oh, no. The ball girl played it. It was a fair ball. It'll be a ground rule double. The ball girl thought it was foul and made a nice play.
Really nice play.
Unfortunately, it was fair. She may have just saved a run. And Buck Showalter now is going to come out and obviously talk about, all right, where do we put these runners? Or was it fair? I'm not sure which, down to third base with Paul Emmel. Fine play.
Yeah, it really was.
And that may really, I'm surprised John Gibbons didn't come out and say, wait a minute.
Well, he's up on the top step.
We should have a run out of this. You could argue that. I mean, who knows? It's an umpire's discretionary call in these situations to place the runners where they believe they would have been. And that's what's happening at third base. Luis Rivera is having the discussion at third base with the umpire. Yeah, so you can see, I mean, this is a great camera angle of the ball. It doesn't have to bounce in fair territory, but if it goes over the bag, Paul Emel says it does, and it did. And Delman Young, because it's not Batista, he's over in left center.
Yeah.
So.
I want to tell you what, you know, a lot of times we don't pay attention to the bat boy, the ball girls. But this kid, this ball girl, she fielded what she thought was a foul ball right down the third base line. You know, I looked at that. I could see where she may have thought that was a foul ball because it did go down the fair ball line. They had not ruled it a foul ball yet, and it was still in play. It was still an active motion, but it had moved on the foul side of the line, if you will. So it had moved when she actually fielded it. But it was still a foul ball because it was going straight up the line. And whenever it's on the line and going straight up the line, that is a fair ball. So that went viral, and certainly she was embarrassed. But, hey, we all got to learn sometimes. Hey, you know that remember the dude from the Chicago Cubs caught the foul ball? Only Cub fans can tell me exactly who that was. They still blame that guy for them not getting to the World Series. Oh, man, death threats and everything. So, you know, it could be worse. It could be worse. Well, I'll tell you what, right now in the middle of the first, Milwaukee and the Pirates are at it right there in the National League Central. Milwaukee up 1-0. Now, Milwaukee, we were just talking about a little bit a few minutes ago with $2 Bill Josh, 11-4. The Pittsburgh Pirates, 7-8. Obviously, AAA affiliate for them is the Indianapolis Indians. And you look at how good the Indianapolis Indians are doing right now. I tell you what, it's no wonder to see how good the Pittsburgh Pirates have been doing the last couple of years. And certainly we're excited to see the Indianapolis Indians get up there to play with the Pirates. And, of course, Indianapolis Indians are the AAA affiliate for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bottom of the third right now, the Rockies and the Padres tied up at 0. The Blue Jays and the Twins, top of the first. Toronto's up 2-0. And St. Louis and the Nationals going at it. My Cardinals. Here's what we need to happen. St. Louis is coming in this 9-6. The Nationals 9-6. St. Louis up 3-0, top of the first. We need Milwaukee to lose, and we need the St. Louis Cardinals to win. It's my show. I can be biased. Top of the first over there in the American League, New York Yanks, Tampa Bay going at it. Yanks coming in tonight 9-6, Tampa Bay 7-8. It's tied up 0-0, I'm sorry. Boston Red Sox going to be hitting the field at 8-10, 6-9 against the Chicago White Sox coming in at 8-7. Tonight also the Kansas City Royals against the Houston Astros. Final games have been final already. Jimmy Rollins and the Phillies out there taking out the Braves 1-0. Philadelphia coming in at 7-8. Let's hope the Philadelphia Phillies don't pull off some of that Philadelphia 76er magic. I don't think anybody wants any team organization to go through what they went through. Cleveland over in the American League falls to Detroit Tigers. Cleveland 7-8 now. Detroit Tigers 7-5. And doubleheader from earlier, Toronto and Minnesota. Minnesota Twins take that game. Game one of that doubleheader, 7-0. Seattle and Texas went final. Texas Rangers, 8-6. This is another team to be looking for in that American League again this year. I firmly believe it. They're 9-7 right now. I firmly believe that when we get closer to the end of the year, we're going to be seeing the Texas Rangers again doing battle for the World Series. L.A. Dodgers, biggest payroll And, you know, we used to say the New York Yankees had the biggest payroll, L.A. Dodgers by far, coming in at 10-6. And of course, they won today against their arch nemesis across the bay there, or across the state, I guess. Not really across the bay. That would be the A's, right? San Francisco Giants, 10-6. 10-6. That wraps up today's action, or at least what's going on right now. Talking about the Triple A's, Indianapolis Indians and Louisville Bats doing battle right now. Bottom of the third. Indianapolis leads 3-2. How about that, boys and girls? Indians got a, I mean, the Bats got a strong start. Playing out there in Cincy. Well, Louisville, close enough, right? Columbus Clippers, top of the third over the Toledo Mud Hens over there in the International League. And by the way, we there's so many teams to cover, especially in the minor league. We don't get into as much of it as we could, so we kind of focus in on the International League. But if you want to talk about another league, we could do that. My digits 9178985 16. You better come with your A game if you're going to call me and talk to me about baseball. You better be able to walk your talk. Especially you East Coast people that always like to talk to me about how good the Yankees are or how good the Mets are. Bring it. I'm ready. We'll talk. But bring your A game when you're ready to come and talk to El Presidente. Pay me homage. We'll talk. We'll talk baseball. So, yeah, we spent some time in the International League. But we can talk about whatever you want. Again, Indianapolis Indians and the Louisville Bats. Top of the second, them's Gwinnett Braves. The Gwinnett Braves. 7-6. Charlotte, 6-8. Bottom of the first. Redneck from Philly's team. Norfolk. Tides, 4-9. Durham Bulls. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. When Toledo was here in town this past week, we were at that game. One of the pitching coaches or batting coaches' name is like Robert Durham Bull. Not kidding you. No, or maybe it's Robert Bull Durham. I don't know. But I'll have to check that out. Pretty crazy. Game two of the makeup that happened back on 4-15. That was Lehigh Valley. Pigs against the Syracuse. That hasn't quite started yet. Gone final in the International League. Scranton. Buffalo. Scranton takes that game. And then in the makeup game, Scranton took that game also, 7-2. Paul Tuckett. Rochester Red Wings. Paul Tuckett. 2-1. Not so in the makeup game there. Lots of makeup games going on. I think the makeup game from the snowball game that we had here in Indianapolis is going to be in June. Keep your eyes peeled for that. Man, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Well, I tell you what, we're going to get into this conversation about Cincinnati Reds. We'll get into this whole breakdown of the National League, predominantly the National League Central, because that's where all my peeps are. All of us people right here in Central Indiana, where we flagship out of Indianapolis. Y'all love the Cubs. You love the Reds. You love the Pirates. Love my Cardinals. I'm a diehard Cardinal fan. Not afraid to admit it, but that's okay. That's okay. I could talk about other teams. So we're going to get into that. Of course, the American League. We're going to break down what's it look like right now. As I mentioned to $2 Bill Josh, it's still early. My name is Tom Marquisel, Presidente. Got to take a break. Be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis.
Hi, I'm Mark Timmons of U.S. Water Systems, a family-owned Indiana company that sells water treatment equipment around the world. But we especially know Indiana water because our world headquarters are right here in Indy. You have bad water in your home or business? Whether you're on city or well water, uswatersystems.com makes it easy to solve your water problems. We offer videos, all sorts of water conditioning equipment, and tech support 365 days a year by certified water specialists. U.S. Water has reverse osmosis systems, water softeners, and salt-free water conditioners from $179. Visit us at uswatersystems.com.
Race fans, get ready for the 2014 Coors Light Carb Day Concert at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, starring the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Friday, May 23rd, Sammy Hagar and the Wobbles. And Sublime with Rome. Get more info at ims.com/carb day.
For over 100 years, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway has been the epicenter of racing, with the highest forms of motorsports all competing at Indy.
And Tony Kanaan has won the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Over a century ago, the Speedway's designers had visions of a road course nestled inside the famed oval. Now, for the first time ever, the stars of the Indianapolis 500 will also run on the road course circuit.
It's so different than the Indy 500, I don't think it takes away from them. You can't even compare it to the oval. It's so different.
IndyCar drivers are the fastest and most versatile in the world. And now we'll be challenged by the 2.5-mile oval and the road course, both at the racing capital of the world.
Why not use this facility as much as you can? And this makes a lot of sense in my mind, and so if we have a chance to come here and race on the road course, hey, I'm all for it.
Next May, the racing action starts with the inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis.
It's pretty physical. There are a lot of fast corners. It's hard on your neck. Heavy braking into turn one. It's a good track.
This history-making event takes the green flag on Saturday, May 10, 2014. For the latest information, go to gpofindianapolis.com.
Everything. Each is driven to be the one. IndyCar, the one to win the heart of racing.
IndyCar welcomes Verizon to the heart of racing and is proud to announce the Verizon IndyCar Series.
And you're listening to The Hot Corner with your host, El Presidente, Tom Marquis.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner, here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
Now the pitch, as a high drive, deep right, cut away, but might be out of here, is off the wall, one run is in, two runs are in. A third man scores! And look at this star! Way back! Might be out of here!
Hey!
He did it again! He did it again!
Oh.
The game is tied! The game is tied! Holy cow!
How about that?
Here it is. There goes the runner. Hey, a line drive off the pitch and gets it over. By Smith to the shortstop Owen, and it's a double play.
One ball, two strikes. A pitch. Hey, Cubs win the division. Cubs win the division. Cubs win the division.
The pitch.
Baseball, he talks about it.
Red Sox or Phillies, which team has the best racist fans in baseball?
Well, maybe not that.
Game over, bitch.
Back to the Balance Online with host Tom Marquis. All right, and welcome back to The Balance. My name is Saul Mark Marcel Presidente. You know me from the host of The Balance on Saturday morning. I said welcome back to The Balance. See, this is the hot corner. I know what show it is. I have two shows. But, you know, our flagship show is The Balance. So we're all part of The Balance. Hot corner just happens to be an off. The hot corner is what happens when The Balance breeds. It might be doing some more breeding. You never know. Who knows? Who knows what's going to be happening here at the Balance Studios? Myself, Max the dog, here hanging out with me as well. Max the baseball dog is right here in the studios as well. You know, we're working on a lot of stuff. We're going to be streaming. I'm just giving you little nuggets to chew on. Throughout 2014, we're going to be possibly, it looks like we're going to be streaming video. So you can see this mug. And you'll see why. I have a face for radio. So we're going to definitely be doing that on The Balance. Not so sure about the hot corner. But we're going to be doing that as well. Good to have you along. Last half hour. Last chance to get your shots in. 917-889-8516. Yeah, or, you know, give us a tweet, follow us on Facebook, whatever. Follow us on Facebook, The Balance, and become one of our minions. It's that simple. Not really a big application process or anything, so you don't have to worry about it. The server going down like it does with the Obamacare or anything like that. Boy, I'm on a roll tonight. Well, we're going to talk some baseball. That's what you tuned in for, right? You can tune in. I know a lot of you Indiana talks people like to talk political. Hey, I'm all for it. Hey, by the way, if you're listening to us on Indiana Talks, you ain't done this yet. And I can use words like you ain't done this yet. I actually grew up in Southern Indiana, so I use words like y'all young taters from time to time. But if you have not got the Indiana Talks mobile app, do so you can listen to us. Listen to me. Listen to The Balance every Saturday. We're on Indiana Talks from 1 to 3 on Saturday, 10 to 11 on Thursdays. So download that bad puppy right there on your phone. You know what? It doesn't even matter if you got a Droid or if you got an Apple. You can still download it. Go to indianatalks.com, and there's a little thing there that you can click, that you can link. And just get it right on your phone, take you to the App Store, what have you. Well, let's talk with us a little bit about this expanded replay. You know, I think in a lot of ways, we're making this harder than football. I wasn't a big fan of this instant replay crap anyway. You know, that's the society that we live in. If we do it for one sport, we got to do it for another sport, right? What's going to be happening next? IndyCar? All right, everybody, stop. Although we do have that, and don't get me wrong, we do have, you know, the race will stop occasionally, you know, to review what happens with a wreck, and sometimes they will stop, and they'll come from a standing start. So all you techie people, they want to say, well, it does happen in IndyCar. What I'm trying to say is, what's going to be happening next when a team owner wants to just say, all right, everybody with full green flag, but let's stop the race right now, because Sarah Fisher, for example, we could have talked about that with the Long Beach, but we won't because it's baseball. So really, I've not been a big fan. I digress, I know. I've not been a big fan of this whole instant replay in baseball. You know, I guess there's pros and cons of it. Certainly, you know, technology has allowed the advance of reviewable plays in baseball. You know, so there are certain limitations to that. But baseball's already long enough as it is. Yeah, I know there's kinks that needs to be worked out and be ironed out, and not everyone's happy. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm one of those guys that once everything gets ironed out, I'll be okay and happy. Don't go messing with my game, boys. Don't mess with my hat. Don't mess with my money. Don't mess with my woman. Don't mess with my baseball. Man, what do you do? Can't get in the way of progress, right? I hate change. All you people that wanted change, right? Don't get me back. Don't get me on my political stuff. Y'all going to get me in trouble tonight? So we'll just say that the ultimate goal of the baseball replay is to get it right. Really, I've been asking a lot of questions about it over the last few weeks. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of like this. Let's wait and see what happens. And like I said, I'm not a big fan of it, not a big proponent of it. And really, maybe us as fans don't understand, not that we don't have the capability of understanding. You know, if you want to look at the mainstream media, you know, I worked with the mainstream media for years. And I'm going to tell you, when I was over at ESPN, you had somebody say, okay, here's what you say, here's what questions you ask. So maybe us as a fan, you know, we created this show for you, the fan, to have a place to come and vent, air your thoughts out. So that's what this place is for. So I thought maybe I'd talk a little bit about what is a reviewable play, so we get all of that out of the way. So here are some of the things that can happen that can cause an instant replay, an instant replay challenge, if you will. You know, going back, I've did this the last couple of weeks, so I promise this will be the last time I do it, Cub fans, for a couple of weeks. But the very first instant replay challenge was done none other than by the Chicago Cubs. And the result of the first replay challenge ever, wait for it, because it's legendary. The Chicago Cubs lost the first instant replay challenge, that is. So managers can challenge some common things that they can do, like force plays, excluding neighborhood plays and tag ups and fly balls. We get into all that technical stuff, but those are excluded. Tag plays, fair, foul, outfield, at or behind the umpire, that is. Okay, catch, no catch in the outfield, behind the infielder, batter hit by a pitch. So those plays are reviewable. Those are the common ones the manager can challenge. He can also challenge boundaries. You know, we were talking about that girl that fielded that foul ball earlier. So that could have been a reviewable play. Boundaries, ground rule doubles. Although, you know what, I could be wrong on that. I'm being told here that that was not a reviewable play. That was a totally up to the umpires. So, my fault on that. But still, the boundaries. Ground rule doubles, fan interference. Yeah, you Cub fans like that one, don't you? Stadium boundaries. Skywalk, fielder, into stands, etc. Base running, time plays. Who got there first? Who's on first? Who's on second, right? Touching a base requires an appeal before a challenge, passing runners. Also, umpire has discretion. Well, of course, he's the freaking umpire. Managers may request but cannot challenge home runs, home plate collisions. You know, that's pretty awesome. Got the catcher squares up. runner coming in from third, knocks him on his ass. It's great. I love it. Record keeping. Ball strike counts out, score, illegal substitutions, rules check, etc. So umpire discretion. Any of the plays that I just listed, they are not reviewable. Now you might say, okay, well, when do and when can we initiate a replay? Because they don't have a red flag, per se. So deadline to initiate replay is as follows. Play within an inning before the pitcher steps on the rubber. Steps on the rubber. That's right. Get your minds out of the gutter. You know I'm talking about the pitcher's mound. Why else would a pitcher step on a rubber? Depends on what side of town he's at. Depends on if he's at the Chicago White Sox Stadium. Oh, man. I ain't right. Y'all going to have me tarred and feathered today, aren't you? I digress, don't I? Yes, it's true. I was that little kid in the background, kid in school, always snickering. I always got his mind in the gutter. So, before the pitcher steps on the rubber and the batter gets in the box, pitching changes before the signal of the pitching change. Defense, obviously, or before the pitcher crosses the warning track or foul line in the offense. End of an inning. Manager must leave the dugout immediately to hold the defense, then at least 30 seconds to challenge. End of the game must happen immediately. Review outcomes. Confirm clear and convincing evidence that the call on the field was correct. Stands. So in other words, if is it going to stand or is it overturned or is it confirmed? Okay, that's what, those are the things we're going to hear. Okay, when you challenge a play, you're going to hear one of three things. It was confirmed, it stands, or it overturned. So if it confirms, basically clear and convincing evidence that the call on the field was correct. If it stands, no clear and convincing evidence to confirm that can't overturn the call. Now, if it's overturned, it is that. Clear and convincing evidence that the call on the field was incorrect. So, what are my thoughts? Don't you love it when I ask what are my thoughts on my show, The Hot Corner? Just saying. I think it will take some time for all the nuisances and the pettiness to work its way out, and the particulars to be finalized and so forth. They say patience by players, managers, and most importantly, fans. Do we have patience, fans? No. And no fan has patience. I don't care who your team is. None of you guys got patience. You probably got more patience in sitting in traffic leaving the stadium than you do waiting for this replay challenge to work its way out. So be patient. I believe every close play at the plate should be reviewed, and really I do. I honestly do that, and should not require an appeal or a request. If it's close, let's take a look at it. If it's close, it deserves to be reviewed. There's the key optimal word. Is that a word? Is optimal a word? There is the key word. Is it close? I think what we're going to see, what we've kind of seen already, managers know there's no way in hell that play is going to be overturned. But they want to get out there and play theatrics. We've already had our last call. So we're ready to go home. If it's at the end of the game, I should say. That is one of the things. So I guess what I'm saying is the game should be reviewed. You know, at close plays at the plate, we'll just leave it at that. We'll visit this topic again from time to time as we get moving on in the season and we see more and more examples. So for now, for those of you that have asked me questions, I really have no further clarification or answers beyond what I've just educated you on. You have learned so much in the last hour. You are now full of knowledge. I really do wish I could give you more knowledge, but you can only handle so much, or your brain will literally burst wide open. But I got faith in you. I got faith in you. You can survive this. We can all survive this. We got just a few minutes left here. 10 minutes left. Checking in over there at the Indianapolis Indians. And what's going on over there? Indians up 6-2. Bottom of the fourth. Checking in over there at the Tin Caps, Mr. $2 Bill Josh is hanging out with the $2 bill and his $1 bill beer, right? I got to do something about those assignments. So checking in over there. You like how I literally am you know what I have the best team in the world. And I really do know it all. But I try to give my team time to, hey, get caught up with me. Peoria leads 1-0 against Fort Wayne Tin Caps up there. So San Diego Padres now up 1-0 against Colorado Rockies. That just happened. Yes, that did just happen. Pirates up 2-1 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Toronto 2-1 against Minnesota. Minnesota Twins. Yeah, I tell you what, I like the Twins. Maybe that's because I'm a twin. Of course, you do know why they call that the Minnesota Twins, right? I don't have to educate you on that. Minneapolis, St. Paul, Twin Cities. Talk about the St. Louis Cardinals and their scouting reports. I tell you what, the Washington Nationals, they always frustrate me. And tonight they're going to really frustrate me when it comes with the St. Louis Cardinals. Of course, the Nationals are headed back to D.C., capital city, to take on my Cardinals. Didn't have a very good road trip for them. The Nats, though, did beat the Marlins in Miami, taking 2 games out of 3, but the series in Atlanta was no good at all. Atlanta, the Braves. Well, as many of you know, I've been able to go onto the field in there at BP Field before. Yeah, I tell you what, the things I get to do are unbelievable. So anyway, the Nationals playing my St. Louis Cardinals, the show me state. Hey, Cardinals ain't got to show you nothing. Well, let's just hope that for my sake and all the other Cardinal fans out there, let's just hope that the Pittsburgh Pirates can hold on and beat the Milwaukee Brewers. And St. Louis Cardinals can show that there really can be some work done there in D.C. I tell you what, the pitching is going really good for the Cardinals this year. I mean, really, just like last year, phenomenal pitching this year. With Adam Wainwright leading the staff. All right, I won't. You know who my guy, I like Wainwright is. But you know who I like there on the Cardinals? Waka, 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 Mr. Waka, Waka. Of course, you throw in the mix there, Shelby Miller. Lance Lynn. Brownsburg, Indiana, went, by the way. I think he's a bit unpredictable at times, and then you throw in Rosenthal. Man, that guy can pitch. Flame-throwing pitch. What I'm not so impressed about my Cardinals is this year is they have a hard time working in sync. And a lot of times they're making mistakes that you see in the minor leagues. So let's hope, again, that the Cardinals can put something together. Wainwright versus Taylor Jordan. A lot of people think the Nationals are going to win tonight. Tomorrow, Walker against Gonzalez. St. Louis will get it. Lance Lynn gets Jordan Zimmermann on the 19th, 1 o'clock. St. Louis is going to take that one. Here's another one, though. You look at Miller and Strasburg as we look into the end of this series on April 20th. A lot of people think the Nationals are going to win that. So, of course, then, you know, a lot of people think that this is going to be a 2-2 series. Let's hope not. Let's hope not. If you're a National fan, certainly plead your case to me. What say you? You got 3 minutes to do it. I'll listen to you. I probably won't agree with you, but I sure as heck will listen to you. We do this thing called the Hot Corner every Thursday. You can follow us on Facebook, also The Balance. $2 bill Josh just chiming in. Tied up 3 there at Parkview Field, 3-3. Hot Corner every Thursday night right here, 7 o'clock Eastern. Blog Talk Radio, our facilitator. Of course, you can hear us on Indiana Talks and all of our other affiliate stations across the United States. And welcome to you as well. And I know that you guys, the times that we're on are scattered depending on where you're at in the country and where you listen to us at. But whatever time you listen to us at, whether it's in the middle of the night or in the middle of the afternoon, or you listen to us live, hey, you're a part of a good crowd. You are a part of an elite crowd. El Presidente. So you be a minion. Go to Facebook, The Balance, hit like. It's that easy. It's that simple. Follow us on Twitter. Give us a like and a follow. At Chew Hot Corner. At T Balance. At Pro Indy or at IndianMay.com. We got you covered. And I tell you what. If you follow us, you know that you're covered with everything sports. And certainly if you're a Pacer fan, looking for those Pacers to do well, got the number one seed. I think it's like Lucy and Charlie Brown there. Heat's just messing with the Pacers. Let's hope not. Let's hope not. If you listened to The Balance last Saturday morning, I gave him a lashing, a tongue lashing. Turned it around. See, that's what happens when El Presidente talks. Things happen. So, you don't want to miss this every Thursday night. You need to be right here. Right here, 7 to 8 Eastern. And then on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We got you. We got you covered. Got you covered. It's been great being with you. You know, I tell you what, this is going to be a good year. You guys do not want to, you don't want to miss what's coming around the corner, that's for sure. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Don't drink and drive, it isn't cool. We'll see you. We'll see you on Saturday morning. And, remember, when you call me, bring your A game. We'll see you. I'm out of here. Peace.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.